God, send your Holy Spirit upon the reading of your word that it may show us the path of life and lead us into your presence where there is fullness of joy. Amen. This Easter season, we've been reading parallel accounts, one from the Gospel each week, and the other one following through the Easter Day proclamation from the book of Acts. And we're continuing with that from Acts chapter 2, and I'll be reading verses 37 through 42. And Peter is speaking to a large crowd in Jerusalem, and he says, "Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made Jesus both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." And Peter testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Here ends the first reading.